Bonsoir à tous, il est 20h passé de quelques secondes dans les studios de Radio Liban 96.2 FM. Rupture est très heureux, on est très heureux plutôt à Rupture d'accueillir ce soir dans nos studios les musiciens Eric Chenot et Radouane Razi Moumne. C'était Eric Chenot sur 96.2 FM, un extrait d'un disque qui s'appelle Dull Lights et qui sort pour le label canadien Constellation. Nous allons passer à la langue anglaise présentement pour mettre ces deux messieurs plus à l'aise avec nous dans les studios ce soir. Nous accueillons ce soir dans Rupture les musiciens Eric Chenot et Radwan Razimoumne. It's a pleasure to have you with us in the studios of Radio Lebanon tonight, Radwan and Eric. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Pleasure to be here.
This was a song from Eric's first album for Constellation Records. The album is called Dull Lights. We just heard Worm and Gear. Eric, you're here in Lebanon for the improvised music festival, Irtijal. You've played two performances in this festival. Radwan, you're also here for this festival. You played in one of Eric's two performances, and you've been already involved in this festival last year when you curated a night of different performances. Can we start tonight's show by you gentlemen telling us about the reasons who brought you to Irtijal this year? Or, in other words, how did Sharif Sahnawi contact you, Radwan, for...
Well, yeah, it's... Sharif asks me every year to... gives me a carte blanche to program artists who I like, and I think would make sense to... participate in the festival, and it's a little difficult because they have to come from so far away, and of course the festival being you know what it is and the modest means that it has, we try to get as creative as we can with funding for it, so it sometimes takes a little bit of like you know thinking to make it happen, yeah, it's been a couple of years now that he's asked me to do this, and for this year, I wanted Eric to come and deliver us his music, which is what happened.
When you were back here in 2011, Radwan, you organized a show for your band, There's Jerusalem in My Heart, and you also put on a show by Harris Newman, guitar player Harris Newman, who also works with you at Hotel to Tango, mastering different albums that you work on. A very different approach in Eric's work. A very different way of approaching music with Eric this year. Are you trying to present something vastly different from what you presented last year?
Actually, no. To me, it's actually fairly similar. Obviously, not on a musical level, but more like on a spiritual level. All these people are like very dear friends, and it's all artists who I've worked with in one way or another, and I have like such a close relationship to them, and I love what they do so much by virtue of who they are, that I always want them to come here and you know present their music and themselves actually, and all the people thus far who have come have all really enjoyed the experience and have really connected with all the people who are involved in the festival and the people who attend the festival, all the circle of friends that we have here. So a lot of it is that too. It's not just purely about the musical aesthetic.
On Eric's first show at Metro Al Medina a few nights ago, I can tell with certainty that the crowd was entirely mesmerized by Eric's performance. Earlier, Eric was telling me that this was his first show in many, many months. Isn't that the case, Eric?
Yep, I had taken a very long break. I'd moved to Paris and decided to take a break, and this was the first real show out of that break. And so not only was it, it's always, as somebody who plays music all the time at home or in the, you know, in the middle of your life, you're cooking dinner, you're thinking about music, you're doing whatever, and it's all very normalized. And then there are these, if you're a traveling musician, there are these things that happen where you go somewhere that you can't know what it's going to be like. You can imagine what it's like to be in Beirut, but you only hope and imagine that being in Beirut is different than how you imagine it to be. And so the sensuality of playing is something you can't prepare for. And when I walked out on stage that night, and I was like, wow, I haven't done this in a while, and I'm doing it in a place that I've heard my friend Radwan talk about all the time. And, you know, even when he asked me to come here, the last thing on my mind is the music. It's always like, oh, I'm going to go to I'm going to go to Beirut, and I think about the food. I think about being with Radwan in this place that means a lot to him, and then you get up on stage, and you're like, oh yeah, but then now there's this, and you can't prepare for that. And it was luckily quite amazing.
You were basically faced with two minor difficulties. One of them being the fact that you hadn't played in a while, and the other being that you're faced with a crowd that you do not exactly, that you're not familiar with.
Let's
put it this way. Yeah. How did it go?
It felt very good for me. Very quickly, the fact that it was the first concert in a while evaporated really quickly. There's little things that are too dull to mention, there's a type of silence that you can hear in an audience and within the first moments of playing, I could sense it. And then it's a very comforting silence, and it doesn't happen all the time. It happens, one can even say, rarely. So once you feel that, then you feel like anything can happen, and you can just go about doing what you want to do, and you're not wondering about the room so much.
The stuff of magic, as they say.
Yeah, exactly.
Apart from those four albums that you released on Constellation, mm-hmm. which are my personal introduction to your music, absolutely. You've been active as a musician, as a traveling musician, for a very long time. Mm-hmm. You played in a rock band for a while called Fleckkamp. Am I pronouncing it right?
Absolutely.
You've also played in a band called Life Like Weeds for a while. Mm-hmm. You've created a label a few years ago in Toronto called Rad Drifting. Mm-hmm. How do you move from one collaboration to the other? Are they occasional? Are they meetings with different people, such as the meeting with Radwan, or is there a specific method to your particular madness?
It's always social. It's different. Radwan and I, most of the things that happened on the Rat Drifting label and a lot of things that happened in Toronto when I lived there were very specific to that city, with musicians that veer from playing new classical music to improvisation to pop tunes to folk tunes to rubber bands to whatever. Though that musical world is very particular and has a lot to do with what I do. And then with Radwan, we have rarely lived in the same city, so it's a little different for me. And I don't actually remember how we started playing together. We started recording together music, and I've given it almost no thought. It's unbelievably natural. Yeah.
Before we speak more at length about your collaboration in the Ertigel Festival, which took place two nights ago, I'd like to listen to another track by Eric. This one is taken from an album that Radwan gave me a few years back called Sloppy Ground. This was my introduction, my personal introduction to Eric's music. This is an album that was mixed by Harris Newman, who was mm-hmm. here with you last year, Radwan. Mm-hmm. So, Eric Chenot for the second time tonight, and here's a track called Arms, Legs, and Moonlight.
Sun has no shape in the sky. At the end of the day, or at least when it feels that way, black leaves we hang so easily. And like you are to me, I'm awash in your eyes. We spend our days calling friends and making plans. Lucky at night, slow and close, hand in hand. Weather, seasons, memory, and time. arms, legs, and moonlight washing our eyes with blues in our hearts, like the night in fall and spring.
Arms, Legs, and Moonlight from Eric Chenault's second album for the Constellation label. The album is called Sloppy Ground. Eric, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but online there are very nice descriptions of your different projects. Fleck Camp is described as hoary post-punk. You later wrote songs with the guitar duo Lifelike Weeds after quitting Fleck Camp. You play warped sweet jazz with the Reveries, improvised fright polyphony in the Guayaveras and the Draperies. You play swing jazz with Drumheller, etc., etc., which overall gives the impression that you do different things over the course of different collaborations and many albums. One feeling that I get from looking at your different albums and collaborations is that you often work with the same musicians. Martin Arnold, Nick Fraser are names that I often see on the sleeves of your record. Ryan Driver, with whom you've recorded your third album for Constellation. Do you feel more comfortable going back to a specific set of collaborators?
They're my favorite musicians that I know. I mean, some of them anyways. They are some of my favorite musicians.
Are they people that you've met in your formative years in Toronto?
I've known those three or four people. I've known for a good 13 or 14 years. Yeah, they're my closest friends. Yeah. And they are also unbelievably versatile musicians, and not in a negative way. They're very specific in what they do, but what that thing that they do, you can, is so solid that it can, you can, the songs that I write can handle their penetration.
Speaking about your songs, I've noticed over the course of the Four Constellation albums that some songs come back.
Yes.
Some songs go, others come back. Some songs are revisited in vastly different manners, which in my case makes for very interesting listening. I find this amazing that you do not let a song end, that you allow a song to linger, and that you allow for a song to come back in a different album in a vastly different form. For instance, However Wildly We Dream sounds very different on Dull Light as it than the version on your latest guitar and voice. Why is this? Not why are they different, but why do you allow for songs to linger and come back?
I treat my songs as repertoire, and for me, it takes a long time to learn to love a song. I'm not sure I've heard a lot of it's something singer-songwriters don't talk about so much. It's like playing new material, the wanting to play new material, wanting to do that kind of thing, and for me, that's a very foreign thought. The songs I like are ones that I've forgotten having written. And the farther they get away from me, the more I want them back. And the reason they do sound different is a lot of the songs that I wrote for the first couple records were not written for me at all. I wrote them for a quartet, the Ryan Driver Quartet, which is basically a lounge jazz, pretty fried lounge jazz group. And so then when I decided to do them, I ripped them away from that milieu and then slowly brought them back into it. But I can't imagine recording a record of all new material. I've almost no interest in that. I like putting things that feel new into a place, a room with things that are old as well. It's like walking into a brand new apartment. I want at least something that I know old and comfortable. And I enjoy that. It makes the new songs seem less new, which for me is good.
And the old songs less old.
Yes. And I can't remember the intention of writing them. So I can sing them with a distance that allows me to be a singer and not a writer. I don't want to be a composer when I'm performing. So, and when a song is that old, some of the songs from this newest record are 10 years old and 12 years old. And I have no idea what I was thinking when I wrote them. And I've even forgotten half of the lyrics, and the lyrics change without me even intending to, just through lack of memory.
Speaking of this new album called Guitar and Voice, I've played this album several times on my programs, and I cannot recall one time when I played that album and I've always had people calling and asking, "What is this you're playing again?" But I just said who it was. So this is an album that's striking people's imaginations and fancies whenever I play it. Radwan, you've recorded and mixed and produced Guitar and Voice by Eric Chenot. How did this process go about? Did Eric come to you with a finished batch of songs? It's a bit of a rhetorical question to get you going.
No, not at all. Actually, it's very interesting you asked that, because the process that the record was made in was very particular for me. I've never done a record like that. Eric and I basically made this record hanging out, drinking coffee, drinking alcohol. I hope my parents aren't listening. And eating food. So it was set up in an apartment in Montreal, very close to where I live, where Eric was staying. And we just brought a computer, some equipment, and set up, and we did it in a very, very comfortable manner, where we just, worked when we felt like working. There was no constraints, and recorded what we felt like recording. It was very, I don't know, I've never made a record like that, and I can't imagine making a record like that with anyone else. It takes a certain degree of familiarity with the person, and comfort, being able to be with the other person and not care about, you know, lost time or valuable time or time period. You're just hanging out and discovering alcohol and food and you know, just, you know, work for an hour, let's take a break, let's go have a coffee, let's just, like, you know, enjoy the sun, come back, work a bit, eat some food, then you drink some more, then work some more. So it was very very interesting way to work, and it might seem like a weird thing to say, but I think that it's just that vibe is just so stamped on the record, that feeling of that.
It flows incredibly, incredibly. It's a very fluid album.
Yeah, and actually,
and despite this, it has angles and it's asperities.
Mm-hmm. It's the first record I've ever made where, shortly after finishing it, I left on a tour, and I put the record on my iPod, and it was actually something I listened to, like, at least every other day on the trip, just put it on and listen to it, not at all as listening to a record that I worked on and being, like, analyzing, like, oh, I could have done this better, or I should have done that. It was more just listening to it like you're listening to a record, like any record, like pleasure, pure pleasure. And, so it's a very special record for me, of course, because of that, and because of the, you know, quote-unquote vibe that came in making that record.
You were very happy with the making of this album. I remember before it even came out, you were telling me, I'm working on a fantastic album, you need to listen to it.
Yeah, it's a very, very special record.
And you told me it was the new Eric Chenow, and I'm like, but that one with Ryan Driver just came out. And you're like, no, this is entirely different, and it's new, and it's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you will, gentlemen, here's a track from Eric's latest, Guitar and Voice. Let's do this very simply and start with the opening track, Amazing Background, which is a bit of a wrong title for me. It's an amazing foreground. It's a track that I enjoy playing very, very loud and with not having anything around. Yeah. Anyway, Eric Chenow, Amazing Backgrounds from Guitar and Voice.
Thank you.
together will be twice as hard.
Un album produit par Radouane Moumier, qui est avec nous dans les studios ce soir, Eric Chenot, qui est aussi avec nous dans les studios, Sandro Perry et le label Constellation, le dernier en date d'Eric Chenot, Guitar and Voice. On vient d'écouter le morceau Amazing Background, ceci pour notre audience francophone. Nous accueillons ce soir dans les studios de Radio Liban les musiciens Eric Chenot et Radouane Moumier, qui sont ici à l'occasion du festival de musique improvisée Irtijal, qui en est à sa 12e édition. Ils ont joué à 2 reprises dans ce festival et donc ils nous font le privilège d'être dans les studios de Radio Liban pour une interview et une performance live. Performance live qui va débuter dans quelques secondes. To our English audience, English speaking audience, Radouane Razi Moumne and Eric Chenot live in the studios of Radio Lebanon right away. Thank you. Radwan, Razi Moumne and Eric Cheneau live in the studios of Radio Lebanon 96.2 FM. Thank you, gentlemen. Here is a track before we go back to our interview. A track by a band called Elfin Saddle, a band that Radwan has mixed, recorded, and produced. The album is called Devastates, and the track is Chaos Hand. Elfin Saddle on 96.2 FM. Radwan, you've recorded, mixed, and produced that album, and you play a song. You play an instrument on that song, an uncanny instrument called a zurna.
Yes, I attempt to. I will never, if a zurna player was to ever hear that, he'd laugh at me. So I attempted to play it.
Gentlemen, thank you for that performance.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
One of our listeners just described it as a long call to sea. I find the description very fitting.
Yes, we did not make it to the beach today.
And hence you compensated with the live performance.
Yes.
This is the second time you play together in a live setting this week. The first time was a few days ago on the occasion of the Irtijal Festival. You played in a venue called Yukunkun, and it was also the two of you. But there was a slight difference in setting. Eric was just playing guitar tonight, and a few days ago he was not playing guitar. Radwan, you had that same array of strange mechanized instruments, and there were also these strange swinging cables, wires. Tell us a bit about what actually happens in a Moumne Cheneau live performance.
Okay.
Let us start with the swinging speakers.
The swinging speakers is okay. Well, they're little cell phone speakers that are attached to small, very small amplifiers. And the cell phone speakers have a cable varying from 4 to 6 feet. And so that allows you to, you plug into the amplifier just like you would any amplifier, and then you can swing the speaker. which you would be more difficult to do with regular size speakers, but has been done. So you get this kind of buzzing.
A buzzing.
The world that I was thinking about, there was two things. There's an amazing conceptual art performance by Gordon Monaghan, who did that in a very theatrical setting, swinging, getting Chippendale dancers, or people who look like like a very, very big men that you would see at a nightclub or something like that, swinging huge speakers, so the very heavy speakers. And that was a very theatrical performance, an amazing one, I think. So you get this doppelganger effect. But also for me is the Scottish Highland Pipes, where the pipers walk in a slow circle. So you get this very slow panning of the pipe drones. And that music is a huge part of, at least for a portion of what I'm thinking about, when I am performing with Radmon, the Scottish Highland Pipes and the Irish Uilleann Pipes, which are incredibly mournful melodies played on an unbelievably abrupt instrument. And I like that that difference, that disjunction is really interesting to me. So to try to play these kinds of generally very ordinary, beautiful melodies, and complicating it not so much with technique, but with how those melodies are heard, the form of them.
You've been quoted as saying that whenever you try a new instrument, you have a lot of reverence for its history. Mm. And you were just speaking about bagpipes. Mm-hmm. When you approach your guitar, do you often look for ways to make it sound like a different instrument?
Yeah, but I like guitar. I like guitar players too. It's hard to know. I think that yeah, there are a lot of instruments. I mean, including even there's jazz piano players that I like a lot, and I hear that in some of my guitar playing too. A performer can often get what they do wrong. I don't think I could necessarily inform a person on the music that they're listening to, even if that music is music I've made. Often a musician will think about their work after the fact, and it can be strangely historicized even to the person who makes it themselves. So yes, there are the pipes are a big part of how I hear some certain aspects of that music, but also late medieval polyphony, and there's just as well as the boredoms have been, the way that the early records were recorded, where they were playing, it wasn't so much what they were playing, but how we were hearing what they were playing, that had a pretty big impact on me too.
The reason why I asked you that question is because right now you were actually bowing your guitar.
Yes.
Rather than playing it in a traditional manner. Mm. I know also that in the past you've made a specific move from electric to acoustic guitar. Mm. There's a lot of talk about your famous 175 guitar online.
In my research.
Yes, absolutely. Mm. Gone back to electric. At the show at Metro El Medina the other night, you started with an electric and you moved back to acoustic. So, hence my question: the need to adapt your instrument to different settings. When the two of you played at Yo Kun Kun the other night, you were doing something slightly different from what happened tonight. Tell us a bit about it, Radwan, or Eric. Sorry,
yes, Radwan.
Every time we do it, it's sort of like. I'll say this. The reason why for me this is like so interesting is it's very modal, and it's all the music that my own stuff that I compose and that I'm attracted to and I'm interested in. It's always very modal. So, and I normally have a pretty hard time playing with people, because I just get so lost. I'm very uncomfortable just kind of, making stuff with people. And with Eric, it's very easy for me. quote unquote, because it's modal and it's in modes that make a lot of sense to me. So what we were doing at the show was that we had these established sort of tunings, and we were both modally improvising within them, and Eric was treating pre-recorded guitars that he recorded in Paris, and I was playing analog synthesizers and a sequencer to those tracks that I've already had at home and had the chance to work on them. So yeah, the show wasn't too different. The difference was that Eric now was actually playing the guitar live as opposed to it being pre-recorded.
And he did not hold a strange instrument in his mouth this time.
Oh, yeah, well, that was part of
that little detail.
Yes, the swinging speaker can also
be a mouth speaker.
Famously become a mouth speaker. You just shove it in your mouth and it changes its name. Yeah.
And when you have fillings like me, it really is unpleasant.
That, yeah, I have less fillings, so I was unaware of that that possibility. I apologize on air for that. Red one.
A very sad thing. We're almost out of time. And I'd like to thank the two of you for being here with us tonight. I feel very frustrated and dissatisfied with the length of this show. Maybe we should have made it 3 hours. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Eric, thank you for being here in Lebanon, for playing in Ertijal, and for gracing us with your presence tonight.
It was my pleasure, that's for sure.
Redouane, it's a pleasure as well to welcome you in Radio Lebanon for the fourth time.
Oh, yeah. Always amazing to be here.
Thanks to Fadi Tabal, who engineers all these live sessions. Thanks to Tanya Trabulsi, who's our dedicated photographer. And we'll end tonight's show with one last track from Eric Cheneau, taken from his album Warm Weather with Ryan Driver. Here is the track New Boone Harp.
New heart, good night.